Hello there. Thank you for joining me today. It looks like we have a holiday that I was totally unaware of. It's called Trans Day of Visibility. I'll read you an article from the New York Post, How Trans Day of Visibility Sparked Easter Outrage, Leaving Christians Disgusted with Biden. Not even Easter could be spared from the culture wars. This year, the holiest Christian holiday on the calendar, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, coincides with Transgender Day of Visibility, which has taken place on March 31st every year since 2009. Never knew about it. In keeping with years past, President Biden, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and a slew of other top Democrat Pauls celebrated both Easter and Transgender Day of Visibility, stoking ire from Christian conservatives who view supporting transgender people as antithetical to their religion. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and the contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives, Biden's proclamation issued on Friday said. Today, on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. Yes, you heard me. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity. Then on Sunday, Hochul followed suit and announced that major Empire State landmarks, including One World Trade Center, the bridge, and the Niagara Falls, would be lit pink, white, and light blue in support of transgender people. Today, we celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility by acknowledging the contributions that members of the transgender community have made in New York State and across the country, Hochul declared. I am proud of the strength transgender New Yorkers display every day and want to make one thing clear. You are always welcome in New York. You are loved. The blowback. Biden's statement is what kicked off the furor and sparked festering outrage among Christians and conservatives over the Easter weekend. Joe Biden declaring the most holy day for Christians as Transgender Visibility Day is a slap in the face to every American, whatever their faith, former President Hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy said. We're in the middle of a war in this country. Ramsaway was far from alone. A bunch of prominent Republicans, from former President Donald Trump to House Speaker Mike Johnson, piled on the outrage. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, said Trump's secretary. I am absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic, as Transgender Day of Visibility, Caitlyn Jenner, a prominent transgender conservative, posted on X. The only thing you should be declaring on this day is, He is risen. The White House vehemently pushed back and denounced the criticism, claiming it was hateful. As a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedom of every American, White House spokesperson said. Sadly, it's unsurprising politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. President Biden will never abuse his faith for political purposes or for profit. Why celebrate Trans Day on Easter? In contrast to many other religions and secular holidays, Easter is not tied to a specific date. It is intended to follow on the Sunday after the Paschal full moon, which comes after the spring equinox. Typically, Easter falls somewhere between March 22nd and April the 25th. And the two events aren't set to occur together again until 2086, more than 60 years from now. Meanwhile, Transgender Day of Visibility began taking shape in 2009 after lobbying for transgender active after excuse me after lobbying from transgender activist Rachel Crando, who felt there was insufficient recognition of his community. Prior to Transgender Day of Visibility, there were celebrations of Transgender Day of Remembrance, which began in 1999. But Transgender Day of Remembrance centered on mourning deceased transgender people. Oh, okay. So I guess we're no longer talking about the dead kids that these people are forcing to transgender. Good to know. Crandall felt Remembrance Day was always so negative because it's about people who were killed and wanted something more, much more upbeat. Biden became the first president to issue a proclamation celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility during his first year in office back in 2021. Prior to that, his predecessor, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, fellow sodomites, declined to herald the occasion in a formal way. The 81-year-old president has cast himself as a champion of the LGBTQ community and has been no stranger to controversy on the issue. Last year, for example, after transgender influencer Rose Montoya exposed her breasts at the White House South Lawn last June during a pride celebration, the White House faced intense public backlash. Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection, Biden said in a statement. As we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We pray for one another and cherish the blessings of the dawn of new possibilities. Hochul similarly proclaimed, "Happy Easter! Let's recommit ourselves to being good to one another and spreading the enduring message of hope, kindness, and compassion that marks this season." Well, kind of funny, isn't it? All these same people are all transgender themselves. Donald Trump, they're all arguing amongst themselves in this little celebration of the trans. This is nothing but a freak show. Get ready. Those planes are going to be a buzzing. Be safe out there and goodbye for now.